I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
As always, destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is it. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. You've come to the right place. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCos, is in master control. Thanks for listening and for making Tee to Green a part of your sports weekend. You know, over the past 5 years, 37% of all new golf course openings have been par three or executive courses, also known as short courses. In fact, some would say we're in the midst of a short course movement. So is that good or bad for golf? We'll look at the short course trend today with a good friend, Kevin Norby of Norby Golf Course Design in Minnesota. He'll be back with us on Tee to Green today. Then later in the show, we will switch gears and we'll talk about left-handed golfers. Did you know they have their own organization? The National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, the NALG. It's been around for almost 100 years. NALG also has a chairman. His name is Sid Miner. And if you're a left-handed golfer or have friends who are lefties, this is one interview you don't want to miss. As Sid Miner stops by today to talk left-handed golf on Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live every Sunday at sportsbyline.com. Lots of other ways you can hear us, too, such as iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and you can also check us out worldwide on the American Forces Network. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Kevin Norby today, next on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. Great to be back with you talking golf today. Jay Ritchie, my friend and co-host, Debbie O'Connell's on the line and ready to go, too. How you doing, Debbie?
I am fantastic and ready to go for another great show. I'm in New Jersey and enjoying a beautiful weather weekend.
Beautiful weather is something we haven't had a whole lot of lately in Colorado, unless you like rain and cold in July and August, which is, you know, it's okay. But if you're trying to play golf, it's a little tough. Yeah,
that's for sure. Sorry to hear that. We had some hot weather this past week. I was playing golf with my mom and niece and nephew, and we just got 9 holes in because it was the steam from the course was coming up, and the hot sun and the humidity level, it was just a little bit too much for all of us. So we got 9 holes in this week, but now the humidity's dropped and it's absolutely gorgeous. So I hope many of you are in a place with great weather playing golf this weekend.
Amen to that. Robert DeCosa, the Dukes and Master Control, and on the show today. Later in the show, if you're a left-handed golfer or have friends who are left-handed golfers, you don't want to miss this interview. We've got Sid Miner coming on. He's the chairman of a group that I didn't even know existed until about a week ago, the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, an organization dedicated to supporting and promoting left-handed golfers. They got a big national tournament coming up in October. We'll talk to Sid about that later on Tee to Green today. That's kind of cool.
I am so excited for that because we've learned a lot in teaching about how to speak in such a way we can talk to left-handed and right-handed golfers. So I'm really excited for that segment of the show today, Jay.
Yeah, we're the show by golfers for golfers. Doesn't matter if you're right or left-handed, we got you covered here at Tee to Green. Our first guest, it's been, I couldn't believe this, it's been almost 3 years since we last had Kevin Norby on the show. It seems like it was just a few months ago. Kevin is with Norby Design since 1990. They've been designing new courses, renovating and redesigning classic properties at Norby Design in U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. And he's on today to talk about Norby Design and also a trend in golf. I guess you could call it a trend toward building high-end short courses. And we're going to do a couple of segments with Kevin today. And we'll start out first off just saying hi again to Kevin Morby. Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning, Jay. I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. How are things in Minnesota?
Well, not too bad. It's we're actually in a really nice stretch of sort of mid to upper 70s and relatively low humidity. We just had about a week of mid to upper 90s, so this feels pretty refreshing.
So what's on your plate these days at Norby Design? What are you guys working on?
You know, I don't know that we've ever been as busy as we are right now, and I think that probably holds true for most of the golf industry, most golf architects. You know, the golf industry seems to be having a bit of a heyday. I don't know if we'll ever see this again, but you remember back in the 80s and 90s, all the new courses that were being built. And we're starting to build some new courses, but the renovation business is strong. I think private clubs have waiting lists again, and you know, public courses are seeing record revenue and record rounds. So the game's become maybe as popular as ever. And as a result, you know, we've got a lot of work. We are currently working on a new course up in Williston, North Dakota, about 30 miles from the Montana border. We are working on a par 3 course in the Dominican Republic. We are working on two courses, actually, for the city of Tucson. One of those projects we expect will probably break ground next summer. And then we're just getting started on a 36-hole renovation design of a 36-hole renovation in Miami, Florida. So lots going on, lots happening. So,
well, Kevin, that is just so exciting. This is Debbie. With Norby Golf, you tackle everything from full-scale renovations to the new builds, as you've mentioned. Is there a design element, a signature design element that tells golfers, hey, this is a Norby routing of this golf course, or this is a signature element? I know it's a Kevin Norby design.
You know, I've had some conversations with a couple of friends of mine who said, hey, you know, what is your signature? I mean, what differentiates you, you know, when somebody goes out? You know, do you want them to say, hey, this is a Norby golf course design? And I really don't want to put my stamp on a project. What I generally try to do is design a course or renovate the course, you know, to sort of complement the land that the site is on. And so the way we design a golf course, let's say in Florida or Arizona, is much different than we would in Wisconsin or North Dakota. A lot of it has to do with soil conditions, wind conditions, temperature and climate. And so, you know, I suppose there are some similarities, but, you know, I think the course that we're working on right now in North Dakota will be very different than what we do in Miami, Florida, or what you saw at, you know, like Coal Creek Golf Course in Louisville. You know, it's really a function of the land. It's a function of the customers that are going to pay, you know, to play the course. Even the way we design a public course is really not very similar to the way we would design a private course. And some of that has to do with, you know, the membership, for instance, at a private course is going to be, you know, maybe an average handicap of 7 to 12. The average handicap playing a public golf course is probably 30. And, you know, we need to make those courses playable and fun, and if we want people to come back and enjoy the course.
Norby Design. Kevin Norby, our guest today. He mentioned Coal Creek in Louisville. That's just north of Denver here in Colorado. So you're doing new courses as well as renovating and redesigning classic properties. And I know you've worked on the renovation of courses by architects such as Tillinghast or Donald Ross. When you take on a job like that, Kevin, tell us about the challenges there. You're basically trying to improve. If you were a painter, it'd be like trying to improve on something by Picasso or one of the greats.
You know, I think on classic courses, so let's say Golden Age courses that were designed by, you know, kind of the Golden Age masters. My philosophy is to not change the course. We may try to modernize the course. We may try to find some additional yardage. We're certainly going to be looking for forward tees. You know, oftentimes those courses that were built 100 years ago, you know, golf at that time was really a wealthy businessman's game, and they really didn't give much credence or much consideration to, you know, women or children. And so there were no forward tees. And so today we're trying to go in and we're trying to build a set of tees that's somewhere around 4,500 yards to accommodate, you know, what we call super seniors or ladies or people with slightly slower swing speeds. And so we might have a course that plays from 4,400 yards to 7,000 yards with four or five sets of tees, so everybody can enjoy the course. So when we're renovating a course, you know, we just finished a course at Golden Valley Country Club, which is here in Minneapolis, A.W. Tillinghast course. We went in and regrassed the course, rebuilt the greens, modernized the course, reestablished some of the fairway corridors, made them wider. They had been narrowed over time by, you know, board members or people who had planted trees. And so we were really looking to sort of restore the course and not really change it, not make it something different than A.W. Tillinghast intended. And I think that, you know, kind of gets back to my earlier comment that it isn't my intent to put my stamp or my name on the golf course, but really do what is best for the golf course and best for the golfer and best for the owner. So again, trying to help them be financially sustainable over time.
Fascinating stuff, Kevin. Yeah, absolutely, it makes sense. Kevin Norby Design out of Chaska, Minnesota. They've been around since 1990 and building courses all over North America, the Caribbean, Canada, and here in the United States. And Kevin's going to do a couple of different segments with us today. We're going to take a break here coming up shortly and come back and talk to Kevin about a short course moment in golf that we seem to be having these days. Short course, of course, we're talking about par threes and executive golf courses, which are being built. A lot of the high-end courses are being built, while at the same time, a lot of those par three and executive courses that are not on high-end properties are closing. Kevin Norby, our guest today here on TV Green, to talk about that. And then later in the show, we've got Sid Miner, chairman of the National.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on T.D. Green, the Golf Show. Welcome in, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We continue with our guest from Norby Design, Minnesota-based golf course design company. Kevin Norby is on the T.D. Green guest line with us right now. And, Kevin, one of the main things I wanted to talk to you about, too, besides what you're doing there at Norby, building new courses and renovating and redesigning classic properties, is let's talk about short courses, par three and executive courses. A couple of stats: short courses have accounted for a significant share of new openings in the past 5 years, 37% of those openings, but a lot of them, a majority of them, have been at high-end and private or resort destinations. The other side of that coin, between 2004 and 2024, 20 years, more than 800 or 20% of course closures have come from par three and executive courses. So it's kind of a double-edged sword right there. Do you see, where do you see this short course movement or so-called movement right now?
You know, I think those are interesting statistics, because my guess is that the majority of those courses closed, let's say, prior to 2010 or 2012, probably a period of time when the economy was experiencing some challenges, economic downturn, and as a result, you know, a lot of those courses closed, especially the ones that were struggling. And so those would have included, you know, par threes as well. What we're seeing today is that developers are finding, and primarily private courses, as you mentioned, and destination resort courses, are building these par three courses as additional amenities because they're experiencing such an uptick in popularity and rounds. they're looking for ways to sort of free up tee times on their golf course. And one way to do that is to build a shorter course that would be attractive to new members, kids, you know, youth programs. And so they build those courses, and then that frees up a little bit of time on the on their primary course, on their regulation course. In addition, those courses really act as an additional amenity to attract new members and to retain their existing membership base. And so it's the same thing at resort courses, destination resort courses. After you played 18 holes and you're sitting there at your room wondering what to do, you know, the membership or the guests can head back out to the golf course and play another, you know, they may not be up to playing another 18 holes, but they might be up to playing 10 or 12 or 14 holes of par 3 golf. So you're seeing that at really all of the best destination courses or destination resorts in the country. We're building right now, or we're designing a par 3 course, as I mentioned, in the Dominican Republic. And that will be a private golf course for the employees who will be working at that facility or at that business. We did a couple of others in recent years. One would be the Harmon course down in Florida, which would be at Floridian National or Floridian Golf Course, and the other would be the Mac 9, which is here in Minnesota, and again, a complement to their existing golf course. And they've got over 500, you know, kids in their youth program, so they hold the youth program over at the Mac 9, and then that frees up rounds on their existing golf course. So it's a great way to sort of add additional members and additional revenue without, you know, spending a lot of money. Obviously, it takes a little bit less time, you know, to play the par 3 course, and so they can kind of move people through pretty quickly. I do think that...
Kevin, as a designer, do you find you have to strategically be very different when you're designing, whether it's the tee boxes, the fairways, the greens, or anything, when you're building a short course? Because it's played very differently, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of the things that we do when we're designing a par 3 course is we oftentimes don't actually build tee boxes or tees. Instead, we sort of have the tees be an extension of the fairway, and that allows the superintendent to move the tees around on a day-to-day basis without having to necessarily cut the tees. So we can move the tees way up, or we can move them way back, we can move them to the side. It's certainly better from a maintenance standpoint, but it also gives the course and the superintendent a lot more flexibility to vary the holes on a day-to-day basis.
Kevin, you just listed a bunch of... Go ahead.
I was going to say the other thing we oftentimes do is, you know, the greens on a par 3 course are oftentimes, you know, quite a bit larger because you're hitting... You know, you're hitting shots in from maybe 100 yards to 160 yards, and so those shots are coming in high, and they're doing a little bit more damage than, let's say, a shot that bounces up or rolls up on the green. So the greens tend to be a little larger. I do like to see, you know, a variety of holes maybe stretching from 70 yards up to 200 yards or 220 yards. So there's typically quite a variety of holes.
Yeah,
Kevin, how about lighted golf courses? I'm sorry, Jay. I was just thinking about lighted golf courses. You know, so much of golf today is about having fun and entertainment. People are playing music while they're playing. And I would imagine there's some... I used to play par 3 here in New Jersey years ago that was lighted. It was kind of a fun evening thing to do. Are you finding that many of the courses are putting lights out there as well?
I think there's a lot of talk about lighting the golf courses. Obviously, there's some challenges with having a lit golf course, you know, near, let's say the neighbors, neighboring residences. But what we're seeing is that our clients are asking to put the infrastructure in, to put the conduit in. We're doing a project in Miami, Florida right now. It's a 36-hole golf course. We're converting it to a 27-hole golf course with a 12-hole par 3 course. And right now, we're looking at just putting a conduit in the ground so we can come back later and put lights in.
Kevin, well, you've listed a bunch of really good reasons why some of these high-end courses like and properties like Bandon Dunes and Big Cedar Lodge and Stream Song are adding short courses. Because of all those reasons, do you see maybe some of that carrying over into public or municipal courses as far as with the fact that we might see more par threes being built here in the future?
You know, I do think it's going to carry over into public golf. I think the one thing that happened in the 80s and 90s when we saw such a boom in the development of new golf courses is that everybody was trying to outdo their competition down the street. And so what happened was everybody was building 7,000-yard courses and nobody was building par 3 or executive courses.
Yeah.
And we know now that, you know, the majority of the golfing population, you know, likes to play shorter courses. And so I think we're going to see some municipalities, like the project we're doing in Miami, we're going to see those courses or those facilities add par 3 courses. Again, for the very same reason, is that it allows juniors and seniors and women, let's say, to enjoy the golf course and to provide another product.
Yeah, I like that. Kevin Norby, Norby Design, with us today on Tee to Green. Kevin, come back soon, talk some more. Kevin Norby, thanks for joining us today.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. We thank you for however you are listening. Quick reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine, if you're tired of paying too much for golf, your best golf discounts start with a 2025 Green Saver designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Green Saver is your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities in Colorado and Nevada. And don't forget, too, with every Green Saver, you get a free one-year membership to the Brew Saver, offering daily discounts on craft beer, wine, and drinks at over 70 Colorado locations. So grab your Green Saver now and start playing smarter. For just $54, enjoy a year of great golf without breaking the bank, available in both book or mobile format. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. GreensaverGolf.com, never pay full price to golf again. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. It's Tee to Green, and our next guest standing by on the Tee to Green guest line, the chairman of the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, the NALG. We welcome Sid Miner to the golf show today. Hey, Sid, how you doing?
Hey, very good, Jay. Good to see you this morning.
How are things in Bozeman, Montana?
Well, we got a beautiful morning going right now. Sun's just coming up over the top of the mountains, about 60 degrees, no wind. Beautiful day to play golf, which I believe we're going to be doing a little later today.
Sounds good. You know, I was talking to Debbie, and she said, I didn't know there was a National Association of Left-Handed Golfers. And I said, up until about 10 days ago, I didn't know that either. So you guys have been around for quite a while, though, right?
Yeah. The NALG was founded in 1936. So we've been around 89 years now. Our founder was Ben Richter from St. Louis, Missouri. And the whole impetus of this deal here was a common frustration, I guess I'll say, with the lack of equipment and availability to get equipment. So Ben spent a couple of years, he actually started his effort in 1934, and he spent 2 years on the phone, and of course we didn't have the technology we have today, so he was using mail, talking to people on the phone, and he gathered up about 1,000 people that all, again, shared a common frustration of just lack of being able to get clubs and equipment. And so 1936 was the first national tournament of the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers. And so this year we're going to be celebrating our 89th tournament.
Hey, Sid, what have been some of the major impacts that the NALG has had on the golf industry?
Well, you know, really what it comes down to in that area is really just personal. It's personal. And, you know, being bringing people together with the commonness of being left-handed. And making friends, the camaraderie, you know, in terms of the general golf industry, I would say it's debatable as to how much impact we've had there, but it's not debatable the impact that we've had on individual left-handed golfers. Being able to come together and make new friends and play golf, enjoy golf, going to different venues all over the country, and actually, there's a World Association of Left-Handed Golfers as well, so we travel around the world playing golf and making new friends.
I imagine just being seen out there certainly makes an impact. There was a time in my career as a head golf professional, and something that was important to me that everyone felt welcome. So I wanted to make sure we had gloves to put on the right hand, and for women as well, for female left-handed golfers, and then also have rental sets to accommodate everyone. And you don't always see that, especially it's hard to get a women's left-handed rental set unless you're at a resort, right? Then they will absolutely have them. But on most golf courses, they don't. So I would think all of you going playing, you're just opening eyes to how many left-handed golfers actually do play this game, although it is a low percent. There's still,
About somewhere in the area of 10 to 12% of the golfing public is left-handed, or plays left-handed, I should say. And what you just touched on, Debbie, that is the way it is here. And that is when, we have the big box stores now. And so you go into a box store and you'll find your left-handed clubs. But when you go into a pro shop at a golf course around the country, in almost every case, you're very, very hard-pressed to find it, a left-handed club that you can buy. So basically everything's special order. Again, outside of the big box stores, we're really still where we were almost 100 years ago, where it's just hard to find equipment.
Well, I'm a little bit surprised. I figured that's one area, given the fact that it's 2025 and technology and all the changes. I thought maybe that's one area that is not as big a challenge as it was 75 or 100 years ago.
Yeah, again, just as I said, when big box stores have opened it up for us, but the general pro shop, it's still the same issue. There's a number of left-handers that play golf right-handed just simply because of an equipment issue. It's easier to get right-handed equipment. Many times they learned how to play right-handed. And even though they are left-handed, but they could get the equipment, play right-handed, and there you go.
For teachers, Sid, right?
I want to go back
as
on
a teacher,
how we're organized somewhat. And that is that there's really three levels of the left-handed golf associations, if you will. And throughout the United States, there's state left-handed golf associations, and many of those will hold a state tournament. And we represent and are the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, which is a focus on America, but it really is North America, as we have a number of Canadian members as well. And then, as I mentioned, there's a World Association of Left-Handed Golfers. And we just got done playing the World Tournament in Liverpool, England, there a few weeks ago, for the middle part of June, where left-handed golfers from all over the world convened. 4 days of golf and enjoying each other's camaraderie and presence, and had a great time. The next world tournament will be held November of 2026, which that is going to be in Marrakesh, Morocco. But back on what we're doing at the NALG, we're coming up on our 2025 national tournament. What we do is we have a rota where we have five regions. We've divided the country into five regions, and that is the Northeast, the Southeast, the Midwest, the Southwest, and the West. And we move our national tournament from one of those regions to another region every year and just rotate it around each year. And this is the year of the Southwest. So our 2025 89th Annual National Association Left-Handed Golfer Tournament will be held in Fort Worth, Texas. And the dates on that tournament is October 3rd through October 5th. And entries are available now. Entry forms and sign-ups are out there now and available. And I encourage all the listeners to go to nalg.org. and that's where they'll find all the information, not only about the national tournament and how to enter and all the details behind the tournament, but all other things left-handed golf relative to the NALG.
Deb, you had a question there for Sid?
Oh, yeah. I was as we were talking about, not only the equipment, even in teaching, you know, it's changed, right, the language. And we do everything we can as teachers to change that language. And I know there's been times where I've made the mistake and saying something, and then I said, and that's for right-handed golfers. They're like, don't worry, I'm used to having to reverse everything. And I don't want them to have to do that. So we talk about target side, you know, not the left side, right? Your target side.
Oh, good, yes.
Or,
yeah,
you know,
good.
So we really work hard at that in the teaching industry, although I don't think we're there 100%, but for the most part, I know the PGA and the LPGA, just getting our language, because we want people to feel welcome and included, and not that they stand out because it's the one left-handed golfer in a clinic of six people, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you hear about things like that from your...
Absolutely. My own personal experience, I was fortunate enough. I started playing golf when I was 7 years old and joined a junior golf clinic. And I was, I started playing left-handed. My father was left-handed, and my older brother was left-handed, and so we're really from a family of left-handed golfers. But I joined the junior golf clinic when I was 7 years old, and I was the only left-handed golfer in the clinic, of course. But I was fortunate enough that I had an unbelievably good teacher. His name was Don Dickin from Warsaw, Indiana. And a very well-renowned teacher, but really specifically that of junior players. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to have been taught by Don. But one of the things that I see is really quite ironic is that, as you say, when you're dealing with teachers, it's always cumbersome at best when we're talking about what to do with the right side or the left side or, you know, grip sequencing, if you will, because you're constantly doing nothing but trying to figure out if we're really talking about the right side or the left side. And what I've noticed is that because of the more left-handed players, that's coming around, if you will. But the one thing that I would say that's somewhat ironic is that here in Bozeman, our head pro at the course that I play at is a left-handed player, and he does a lot of teaching, and he's a very good teacher, but he actually finds it somewhat difficult teaching a left-hander because he's so used to switching everything. So I guess
that's
really what I said is just cumbersome and trying to revert between right-handed and left-handed. It's just the way it is, really.
Yeah, the one thing you don't want to do is discourage anyone from playing golf just because they're left-handed, whether they be kids or women or just somebody who is having trouble adjusting because they're left-handed in a right-handed world. And that's one of the things that the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers works to promote, an organization dedicated to supporting and promoting left-handed golfers through events such as their national tournament coming up in October at the Golf Club at Champion Circle in Fort Worth, Texas. Entries being accepted through September 1st. Sid Miner, the chairman of the NALG, with us today here on TD Green. Thanks, Sid. It's been fun talking to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good luck with the tournament, too. That's Sid Miner in Bozeman, Montana, chairman of the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. the COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Deb, I didn't realize that the challenges faced by left-handed golfers are still... they're still dealing with a lot of those things after all these years. I thought we'd come a little further than that in golf. But interesting talking to Sid Miner about that.
Definitely interesting. And I think it always comes down to budget, doesn't it? You know, can you have that much equipment sitting there when there's so few left-handed golfers? Because as he said, it's still a low percent. But yet you want to make everybody feel welcome into this game. So I'm hoping more and more courses are aware of that.
Yeah, good on them. Good on the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers for doing that as well for nearly 100 years now. Hey, golf this weekend, another major championship. The ladies in Wales at Royal Porthcawl for the AIG Women's Open. The final round is underway. We won't give any scores, won't give anything away if people want to watch or planning to watch. Early coverage USA Network, later coverage on NBC. Both the Tour Champions and the LIV Golf Idol this weekend. PGA Tour, the final event of the regular season, believe it or not. The Wyndham Championship, Greensboro, North Carolina. Cameron Young, pretty much running away with it, has a 5-shot lead going into the final round today. Coverage on Golf Channel, then later on CBS. And the FedEx Cup playoffs begin next week in Memphis. Where has the golf season, where has summer gone? My goodness.
It's amazing how fast summer is going, for sure, Jay.
Yeah, right around the corner, of course, the FedEx Cup playoffs. And then about a month from now, a little over a month from now, the Ryder Cup at Bethpage in New York. Hey, that's going to do it for today's show. Our thanks to a couple of great guests today, Sid Miner from the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, and to Kevin Norby from Norby Design. And, Deb, you got a big week planned?
I seem always to have a big week planned. You know, I'm always doing things with teaching or learning myself. So, yes, and I'll get out on the golf course as well.
All right. Enjoy it, too, when you do. That's it. Thanks to Robert DeCozy in Master Control. Talk to you next week. Till then, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.